We're going to jump right into part two of our Inflation Reduction Act material for today. This second section is going to focus in on some specific tax credit opportunities relating to electrified campus fleets, charging stations, as well as that enhanced Section 179D deduction allocation opportunity that's been mentioned. We will again have three panelists, including Mike Evans, who was also with us for the first panel. We also have Rachel Goliat and Tracy Watkins with us. Rachel's the tax director at Arizona State University and has a background in public accounting and has served on the Arizona Society of CPAs Tax Committee. And she's also very knowledgeable and generous with her knowledge on a wide variety of higher ed tax issues. Tracy Watkins is a senior director with RSM's Washington National Tax Accounting Methods and Periods team. And Tracy's active with the ABA section of taxation, including as past chair of the Capital Recovery and Leasing Committee. So again, we have a group of real experts on these issues with us for this morning. And so without further ado, I'll turn it over to them.
Thank you. It's me again, starting. And I'm going to say a few things about a couple of provisions that are common elements of higher education sustainability efforts, relatively new, this isn't solar or wind, relatively new, and subject to direct pay. And then we'll turn to a discussion of 179D, which has lots of important changes. 45W, commercial vehicles, think electric buses. Some basic requirements here are laid out. With respect to weight, we're talking about buses, principally about large vehicles. What's the credit? 15% or the incremental cost. And there's a $40,000 hard cap. So this is new, and it's subject to direct pay, and it may be something that your institution is thinking about. 30C. There had been an incentive for alternative refueling property, but it didn't work well, and it's substantially reconfigured now. I'll note in the last bullet, it's limited to low-income communities. That may be applicable in some cases on or near campus. There's the fourth bullet there. Credit amount, 30% of the property. Here we do have a wage and apprenticeship bonus and a hard cap of $100,000 for a piece of refueling property. A previous additional cap on per location has been dropped. So these are two provisions that, again, are common features of sustainability efforts and are new and are subject to direct pay. All right. And now we'll move to 179D.
Thanks, Mike. So I'll kick it off just to kind of set to level set with everyone. So if you weren't aware of 179D before, or perhaps it wasn't relevant to you, we'll dig into that on the next slide, but we're just going to level set with this first slide. So originally, Section 179D was part of the Energy Policy Act of 2005 to encourage taxpayers to install energy-efficient commercial building property. So it's been around for quite a while. It used to expire and then get extended and expire and get extended, and then that dance finally ended with the Consolidated Appropriations Act in 2021 when it was made permanent. So basically what it is, it's a deduction. It's not a credit. It's merely a deduction, an accelerated of cost, to install energy-efficient commercial building property. So you're looking at your interior lighting, your HVACs, your hot water system, and your building envelopes. Your building envelope is your insulation, your roof, your windows. And basically, what happens if you have a qualified individual, so that's generally a contractor licensed in your state or a professional engineer, they will come in and certify whether you meet certain energy savings for these types of property.